Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It may be our naivety as audience members showing here, but usually when a show casts a huge name, we expect that they'll want to get the bang for their buck. You think they'll want to show off their new recruit as much as possible. This isn't quite how it works, though, and sometimes a huge name will join your favourite show only to meet a rather untimely end. I'm Amy from What Culture, and here are 10 TV shows that cast major actors just to die. 10. Lucy Lawless. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There was a lot of excitement when the great Lucy Lawless, Xena warrior princess herself, was cast in a secret role in the second season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Lawless was later announced to be playing S.H.I.E.L.D. agent Isabel Hartley, with fans speculating on the character's juicy potential, because casting such a well-liked, popular actress can only guarantee her a great story, right? Well, as it turns out, Lawless's role on the series was depressingly short-lived. Her introduction and her demise were both featured in the season 2 premiere episode, though Lawless got a brief opportunity to flex her signature sass in the Marvel world. Before the episode's end, she gets killed in a car accident caused by the absorbing man. Perhaps sensing their mistake, however, the showrunners did have Lawless return in flashback form for the mid-season episode One Door Closes. Even so, considering the asset Lawless could have been to the series and how highly anticipated her role was by fans, this was a tremendously disappointing waste. 9. John Goodman. Now and Again. The 90s sci-fi dramedy series Now and Again stars the beloved John Goodman as insurance executive Michael Wiseman. And when I say stars, I mean Goodman appears in the first 11 or so minutes of the show, before then being knocked off a train platform and being killed by the oncoming engine. The rest of the series switches gears as Wiseman's brain is implanted into a so-called perfect synthetic body, played by actor Eric Close. Goodman does admittedly reappear in flashbacks for a few scenes in a mid-season episode, but for all intents and purposes, his presence on the show was a glorified extended cameo. Given that Goodman's career was going strong at the time, having recently worked with both the Coen brothers and Martin Scorsese, his fleeting presence in the high-concept TV series such as this was most unexpected indeed. 8. Dennis Hopper, 24. Years before most serious, established Hollywood actors took TV as seriously as they do now, two-time Oscar nominee Dennis Hopper shocked the world when he showed up near the end of 24's first season. For his debut in the season's 20th episode, Hopper agreed to go uncredited in order to preserve the surprise of his appearance, where he played Serbian military leader Viktor Drazen. Still, considering that Hopper was given the noted special guest star credit on all future episodes, fans probably should have expected that he wouldn't be sticking around for long. Hopper appeared in a few scenes apiece throughout the season's 4 remaining episodes before being killed off early in the season finale. Whilst one can assume Hopper's curtailed role was more a scheduling consideration than anything, his character did end up feeling like a bit of an afterthought. 7. Michael Keaton, 30 Rock. 30 Rock's double episode at the end of its 5th season saw a number of guest stars enter the fray, including most prominently Tom Hanks and Michael Keaton. Keaton appeared as Tom, a janitor working at 30 Rockefeller Plaza who discovers a gas leak and goes about fixing it, or rather breaking the ventilation system even more so that Jack hallucinates an alternate reality version of himself. Though nobody expected Keaton to be sticking around for a long tenure in the series, he surprisingly enough met a grisly end by the conclusion of that one double episode. In the tradition of any character who mentions their one day from retirement, Tom gets mortally wounded by a stray bullet. The last we see of him, he's bleeding profusely and cursing how close he got to making it through his very last day. 6. Danny Trejo, Breaking Bad. B-movie veteran Danny Trejo already had hundreds of movie and TV credits to his name before appearing on Breaking Bad, being best known for his performances in films such as Heat, Desperado, From Dusk Till Dawn, and Con Air. Trejo then made an absolutely unforgettable appearance in Breaking Bad Season 2, playing the cartel drug runner by the name of Tortuga. Trejo appears in just two brief scenes before his severed, explosive-laden head shows up later in the episode, placed on top of a tortoise in order to attack the DEA, which is one hell of a way to go out. He did return for a short flashback scene, however, in Season 3's IFT, which shows him being both gifted the tortoise and promptly decapitated for speaking to the DEA. Whilst it would have been great to see Trejo spend longer in this world, he certainly earned himself one of the best and most memorable deaths in the entire series. 5. Kieran Culkin, Fargo. Fargo is a series which thrives on the strength of its ensemble casts, and as it made apparent early in its second season, even well-known actors might end up taking a bow after just a single episode. Recent Emmy nominee Kieran Culkin was confirmed to be part of the second season's illustrious cast. He was set to be playing Rye Gerhardt, the youngest brother of the Gerhardt crime syndicate. But as it turns out, Rye is dead even before the end of the first episode. After shooting up a diner, he gets run over by hairdresser Peggy, and when he then tries to kill her husband, Ed, Ed stabs Rye to death in self-defense. To add insult to injury, Ed then grinds him up in his butcher shop the very next episode. It was nothing if not a potent statement of intent from the start of the series, proving that no actor in Fargo is safe from death. 4. Tom Hanks, Tales from the Crypt. The legendary 90s horror anthology series Tales from the Crypt featured one-off appearances from a multitude of actors. Perhaps most surprisingly of all, Tom Hanks is included in that list. Even stranger is that the episode Hanks appeared in, the season 4 premiere None But the Lonely Heart, he also directed. The episode revolved around a con man, Howard Prince, who marries wealthy widows and then murders them in order to steal their riches. Hanks makes a brief two-scene appearance in the episode as Baxter, the owner of a video dating service. Inevitably, he's murdered by Prince, who hurls him headfirst into a TV screen. Hanks may not have won either of his two Best Actor Oscars at this point in his career, but he was still an undeniable A-lister in 1992, having received his first Best Actor nomination for Big an entire 4 years earlier. I guess if nothing else, it was a fun outing into the world of TV for an otherwise movie-focused star. 3. Joel McHale, Stargirl. The DC superhero series Stargirl caused quite a stir when it was confirmed that Joel McHale would be appearing in it, playing a reimagined version of the DC superhero Starman. Reports stated that McHale would have a beefy recurring role in the series, but as fans learned when they tuned in for the first episode, he actually only sticks around for a cameo and ends up getting fatally impaled mere minutes into the episode. Basically, McHale was only there to set the stage for Starman's demise, allowing the younger Stargirl to take up the mantle. McHale has since made two incredibly brief appearances at the end of Season 1 and the beginning of Season 2 as a man claiming to be Starman, but the overall objective of his casting here was clear: to allow a tidy passing of the torch from one generation to the next. 2. Ian McShane, Game of Thrones. Now, there was a lot of excitement when Ian McShane was cast in a secret role in Game of Thrones' sixth season, because despite McShane insisting the part was a complete one-off, if you cast an actor of his stature, you're surely gonna make it count, right? As it turns out, McShane appears in just a single episode, The Broken Man. He's there for a few short scenes as Brother Rey, a reformed mercenary who helps nurse the Hound back to health. Before the episode's end, Rey and his fellow villagers are slaughtered and hanged by the Brotherhood Without Banners, refusing to fight despite the Hound's insistence that the Brotherhood would return to kill them. McShane said there was one very simple reason that an actor of his repute was cast in such a minor role. He said, "They wrote a two-page speech, so that's why they invited me. It's a big soliloquy like in Deadwood, and they needed to get someone who could do that." Though McShane's brief stint was well received, he did catch some flack for spoiling the fact that the Hound made his long-awaited return in the season, to which he hilariously told fans to just get a fucking life. 1. Robert Patrick, Stargate Atlantis. And finally, we have the T-1000 himself, Robert Patrick, who was announced as part of the cast for the first season of Stargate Atlantis, playing the commander of Atlantis' military array, Colonel Marshall Sumner. Even though press releases did confirm that Patrick would only be appearing in the series' first two episodes, few fans ended up reading that, and figured that the Terminator 2 star would be around for a longer haul. But as it turns out, Sumner is killed off in the second part of the pilot, when a Wraith woman feeds on his youth, forcing Comrade Major John Shepard to put him out of his misery with a bullet. From then on, Shepard becomes the new commander of Atlantis' military arsenal and the series' protagonist. So basically, this was just another case of a respected veteran actor being cast in order to pass the torch to a younger, lesser-known actor. But it is just a shame that he couldn't have stuck around for longer.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.